Hey everyone, it's Fahan, and you're listening to the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. Hope everybody's good, ready to start your Friday. Alhamdulillah, Juma today, and we're here to recreate in podcast form what happened last year at my local mosque sisters circle, where a few of us got together and I was able to run a session on all things halal personal finance. Whether it had to do with budgeting, halal investing, pensions, we covered all of it. And at the end of the session, I asked my sisters to leave me with what further questions they had so I could cover them with you in podcast form. So thanks so much for joining me, and let's get started. Assalamu alaikum. Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. In today's episode, the question that we're going to be covering asks about a step-by-step guide on how to manage salaries responsibly. So in this episode, we're going to tackle how do you develop a strong payday routine. And so to me, when I reflect on this, I think that a good, strong payday routine is one that is very simple, one that is sustainable, and most of all, it's something that has been pre-agreed and thought about ahead of time. And so when I thought of how to answer this question, it's asking for a step-by-step guide. So I have here precisely 10 steps to follow when it comes to developing a very strong payday routine. And it's kind of broken down into three parts. The first is about the steps that you should take before payday comes around. How is it that we set ourselves up for success? It's important to give yourself the space to think about this in advance. When I was writing it out and reflecting on my own payday routine, I realized that there were several elements to it that actually happened even before payday came round that helped me make sure that the payday routine itself was simple, sustainable, and prepared for in advance. So that's the first part. The second part is about understanding the various outgoings that will naturally happen on payday and also after. And so here I'll split these up as well. And this, you won't be surprised, is where your budget comes in. So the feeling that you want to have after payday or throughout that month is that the money that came in, every penny had a name to it. You told your money where to go rather than wondering where it went, which is the feeling that you want to avoid when it comes to managing salaries responsibly. And lastly, it's about how is it that we know that we're on the right track. Very often I say with personal finance, it's not about the actual numbers, but more it's about the process and whether you're working towards your goal, whether you're aligned to your values. And so I'll cover like the three questions that I tell myself or I reflect on also about knowing whether or not I'm in the right track. And just to give you a bit of a spoiler alert, these are asking myself, am I making progress towards my long-term goal? Second, is any time that I'm making a purchase something that is a one-off or extraordinary that I should budget in a slightly different way so that I support my salary? Because, you know, there is a limit. You can't expect your salary to do more than it physically can. And then lastly, it's about whether am I actually living off of my monthly salary, or do you have like some type of variable income? And I feel like that last question probably benefits from a part two to this in some form, reflecting on how is it that you would manage your income when it's not variable. So that's almost like a disclaimer to this episode. Here we're talking about a payday routine for someone who is a salaried employee that receives at least part of their pay that they live off on a monthly basis. So let's get started. So step 1 through 4 are under part 1, which is everything that happens before payday. So as I mentioned, so much of life is just about how do you prepare. And so I wasn't surprised that once I thought about what is a step-by-step payday routine look like, several of these steps actually happen well before payday. So the first one, and honestly, you won't be surprised to hear me say this, is that before trying to get to the point where your salary is covering for everything in that particular month, the idea is that you still also give yourself a buffer. So this applies to everybody, that the great thing to do to start with is make sure that you have some form of emergency buffer. So if this is indeed meant to be step one, when is it that you should focus on having a routine when it comes to managing your salary? Is when you at least can at least give yourself 1 month of your salary that is at least as an emergency. So yes, your goal might then be to get to a fully funded emergency fund, etc., which is great. But in terms of managing your salary, we always benefit from at least having 1 month as a buffer. This can sit inside your current account, or it can sit separately as in your emergency fund. But this makes sure that you're not caught off guard. And the reason I say this is because I feel like budgets need to be given all the chance possible to be successful. So by giving yourself this emergency buffer, you're allowing the budget to do what it's supposed to do. Very often we ask, I feel, too much from our monthly budget or our individual payday routine. And there are some things that it's not supposed to cover, and one of those things is emergencies. You want to avoid having that particular month that you were paid to have been responsible for taking care of a particular emergency that you faced, because you want your payday routine to almost work like clockwork. So that was step one. So on payday, and to be fair, the whole period that your budget is covered, which I always say that you should budget, like, it reflects on your life stage, of course. Sometimes naturally people change jobs at a particular time during the year, every 2 years, or there's like a season in your mind of how your life admin works. For a long time for me, an important month was August, and equally January. Naturally, January is the start of the year. August was often what my promotion cycle was at the very beginning of my career. So naturally, I'd have to think about budgeting. And then, so yeah, in that case, I used to feel like I had a budget for every 6 months. And so the thinking and the deciding about what I'm going to be doing with my salary each month over the next 6 months, this one you can decide in advance. It's not something that you decide every month. It's something that you give yourself a chance to do at least every 6 months. Allows you to just be on autopilot when it comes to payday, because you've already decided how much you're going to allocate to what by doing a big budgeting session ahead of time. So what did I say? I called this minimizing your work that you do in payday. Equally, you can think about it as deciding your percentages. So when it comes to budgeting, I never, ever, ever budget in terms of actual pound amounts. Always better to do so based on percentages. And so here, and you know, we started off by saying that this needs to be super simple. The only main question that you need to figure out at this stage is, what is your main goal? So over the next 6 months, is your goal to build up your emergency fund, or is it to progress with your student loans, or is it to start investing for the long term? You cannot do all those three things at the same time, and it's best to do them in a certain order. Getting a minimum of an emergency fund that you need, that's 3 to 6 months of expenses, paying off and really going after the debt that you have and focusing on that. If, for instance, if this is student loans, before you then go and decide to start, let's say, investing for further goals too, and doing so by putting money into assets and leaving them be for at least 5 years. If one of these three things at any given time is your main goal for, let's say, the next 6 months, stick to having that goal and being aware of that goal. How is this then connected to our salary? The question then is, how much every month of my pay, of my monthly salary, am I going to be allocating towards going after that goal? And so that's kind of how it fits in. A balanced budget usually is making sure that you are living within your means, where your expenses don't go over 50% of your monthly pay slip. Knowing this, giving yourself the opportunity to work on your future goals for at least 20% of your pay slip leaves 30% that then goes towards your other things. Now, the only one of these figures that I feel is set in stone is ensuring that you're within, you give yourself a chance to get to the point where you're living on 50% of your salary in terms of expenses. If that's not the case, that's definitely something that can be looked at for with closer attention. Nowadays, it depends also where you live, but yeah, working towards giving yourself a chance to make sure that no more than 50% of your payslip is going towards just keeping the lights on. You're giving yourself a chance to do more with your monthly salary. Equally, in terms of feeling like you're making progress towards your goals, see if it is possible to at least work towards getting to 20% of your salary going towards these types of goals, whether it's building up an emergency fund, then paying off all your debts and investing for the long term. 20% is either something that you then work towards getting there and then work to even doing more. And so figuring out that percentage before payday is helpful. How much of my payslip is going to go towards funding that main goal of mine? And then auditing the rest of your budget to understand how much of my actual payslip goes towards fixed expenses to just keep the lights on, and then how much is it that I'm giving myself to go towards personal expenses. And yeah, then this brings me to number three, which is having the right system in place. If you get yourself set up properly, it really makes it feel like much more of a smooth process. So I talk about having the right system in place, meaning having the right accounts open. Now, having the right system in place doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be using all of the different accounts every single month, but knowing that you're fully set up can be super helpful. So what does this look like? To me, a good system is one that you don't have a credit card, even if, let's say, you don't pay RIBA on it and you don't have any interest on top. I feel like credit cards do work against you. They don't work for you. I know there are some things like building up your credit or getting credit card points, but on the margin, it's definitely not worth it, especially if you've never had a credit card, and nothing bad happens if you just simply stop using your credit card. If you do have one, maybe don't close it, but definitely don't feel like it's something that you use. So yeah, I really do feel like that can mess up your payday routine massively. Second is to have two current accounts open. I like to have my main current account and then another one where I pay myself a monthly amount that I can spend just at personal things. And we'll talk about that a bit more, just on personal things where you're just swiping your card on regular occurrences. This is means like if you get any cup of coffee that you buy, a small outing that you might do during the month, that kind of thing. Your subscription also comes out of that account. I don't have any types of, like, let's say, any type of small subscription coming out of my main current account. Anything that comes out of there that is a direct debit is an essential expense. So those are your two current accounts. Aside from the one that, you know, your salary comes into, the second one as it is just for you paying yourself for how much you're going to be using in a discretionary way. Fourth is probably the one that can do the most help in ensuring that you're able to stick to a fixed payday routine, and that's building up a sinking fund. So whatever budget that you set yourself to go towards your goal, that's a goal for your future. That is things like emergency funds, paying down debt, investing for the long term. You might then have other more short-term goals, such as replacing your technology, buying a car, going on holiday. Now, those sorts of things, given that they're more short-term in nature and they're expenses, they're not buying into assets or growing your wealth, those are funded through a sinking fund. In the past, like when I wasn't doing NISA Invest full-time, if I decided that 30% of my salary was going to go towards just personal spending, I'd do that in half and say, let's say 15% goes towards my sinking fund and the other 15% goes towards my second current account, which I can spend on a monthly basis for whatever it is that I have going on that month that doesn't need to be planned for in advance. But rather, the sinking fund is there so that you're able to support your payday routine, because you're not going to buy a car with your next three paychecks, even if it is physically possible to do that, possibly. You're not going to say, with next month's salary, I'm going to buy a laptop. It's much better to instead think, over the course of 6 months or a year, how much of my budget do I feel like I would like to allocate towards the types of expenses that are just a bit higher than your usual expenses, your extraordinary expenses, so that then I can pay for things like holidays, a car, etc. from that account. We'll go into that into a little bit more detail, but having a sinking fund is effectively similar to having a budget. Before payday comes around, you want to put yourself in the position to make sure that you're not asking your salary to do too much for you. And lastly, the other two accounts are your emergency fund, that is separate to your sinking fund. It might still be within your main current account. It might still be with your same bank, but yeah, it's just a separate cash emergency fund that you have there. And then separately, the last one is your investment account. When you're investing, there are some preconditions to that. It's important to have emergency savings. It's important to be debt-free. And it's important to be prepared to invest for the very long term. Most accounts, you need at least £100 to first open them. If the question for you is, how does it even work? Which can be a bit of a hurdle to understand at the beginning. But if not, you can, of course, easily open it when you're ready to do so. But knowing that that's kind of the last type of account, nothing more, nothing less. Just to recap, step number three, which is all about having the right system. That includes having no credit cards, having two current accounts, having a sinking fund, having an emergency fund, and then having an investment account. That's what my system looks like before payday. The last one is to know your dates. In any given month, you'll have certain direct debits that will come out at different times. And also psychologically, being aware of these helps, and how you mentally look at it also really helps. And I think I'll go through it in the payday routine example I'll give in part two. But effectively, that just means understanding, when is it that my direct debits for my essential expenses come out, or however I fund those? When is it that I want to put the money towards my main goal, whether that's investing or paying down debt? Like, when is it that that extra student loan repayment is going to come out? When is it that I'm going to decide to every month put money into my investment account, etc.? So being aware of these dates is helpful. That's kind of the last bit. I mean, this is a payday routine where most of this stuff actually happens before payday itself. But moving on to part two, what actually happens on payday, or what's supposed to happen after your salary hits your account. So on payday itself, the only thing I think about is the progress that I'm going to be making that month towards the goal. Let's say at this point I'm putting 20% of my salary towards investing. Perfect. That's what I'm going to be doing on payday. I'm going to be putting, I never actually used to have a direct debit, even though it's perfectly fine to do that by a direct debit as well. I just physically like to do it myself for this particular one only. Otherwise, to be fair, technically everything can be automated. Nothing needs to be even looked at if you have a nice, well-oiled system. So yeah, no, this part of it actually was never automated for me. On payday, physically going into my account, and knowing the percentage of my salary that is going to go towards the goal that I'm working towards that month and doing exactly that. It means that, you know, on payday, the first thing I'm doing is paying myself. Similarly, that's also when I physically put money into my sinking fund. I don't know yet what it's necessarily going to be used for. It might just be continuing to build the budget towards a holiday or that kind of thing. But knowing that a certain amount of money every month is going towards my sinking fund to fund more short-term goals that I don't want to feel like I'm paying for specifically out of a particular paycheck. So that's actually the only two things that happen on my payday. It's working towards your goal and then putting money aside also for your sinking fund. You might then be asking, but Fahan, what about your second current account that you use to pay for just your general expenses? I set that actually to the first of the month. So on the first of the month is when I get paid by myself for my monthly travel budget and also the discretionary amount that I spend on like general stuff. That actually is separate to my actual payday, which psychologically helps, right? It separates the two. I only associate payday on me making progress towards a long-term goal. Ultimately, that means that then, because you have a bit of a buffer there, that you know that you have at least a month's worth of expenses in your account, working towards that, that is a really, really helpful thing. It means that you don't have to then worry and know that you do have enough for your bills to come out as they do throughout the month, wherever you have those dates set. As with anything, this is like a system that is getting built. Having like the foundations in place, knowing that you have all the accounts set up, you know your dates, and you know the main goal that you're working towards, this all then helps. At some point, you'll get to the point where all of this is like a very well-oiled machine. I think psychologically, I like the fact that on payday, the only things that I actually do is decide to action what I'd previously decided on what my main goal was going to be, and then putting the money aside for the sinking fund. So yeah, if I had to summarize part two, what actually are the outgoings that happen around your payslip? The first one, as we said, is about making progress towards your main goal. Second is about actually paying yourself, maybe not necessarily on payday, but choosing an arbitrary other day where you receive money into your second bank account that you then use for your personal spending. It helps kind of separate the two, which I find very helpful. And then lastly, just ensuring you have that buffer in your account and know that the bills will come out of it, you know, in an automated fashion out of your current account, and you've accounted for that because the budget that you've set for your main goal already takes into account and is aware of how much of your pay slip is already dedicated to expenses. If you take these three line items together, we said your main goal, which for example is the 20% that you've set aside for it. The second one was your discretionary spend, which is your sinking fund and the amount that you pay yourself in that second current account. And the third is all your bills and your expenses and direct debits that come out of your account. Those three taken together, that means that your whole payslip has been allocated to something, and every pound that's come into your account was already pre-agreed what its role is going to be. And in broad strokes, those are just those three sections: your expenses, your future goals, and your personal discretionary fund budget that goes towards funding your short-term goals like holidays, technology, gifts, that sort of thing, and separately your coffee, your dinners, that kind of stuff that comes out of your just monthly budget that you've given yourself, like a personal allowance, effectively. So taking that together, knowing that we have a payday routine where we see that our zero-based budget, where every penny has a name, is working in practice, that moves on to part three, which is how is it that we can reflect on our payday routine and feel like we are managing our salaries responsibly. So just to end on this point, I have like three questions that I feel are useful prompts to check things are progressing the right way. So the first one is, have I made progress this month towards my main goal? That's the point of the idea of paying yourself first on payday. Have I put money aside towards that goal that I had at a particular moment? And then throughout the month, if I'm at a point where I need to spend money, that kind of stuff, I ask myself, is what I'm paying for like an extraordinary expense? So for example, if I've planned to go on a shopping trip where I know I'm going to be buying, I don't know, a new shoes or whatever, or a couple of different things, like maybe even something as extraordinary as a suitcase, for example, I wouldn't pay for a suitcase from based on the money that I gave myself in my second current account as a personal allowance. That would be funded from my sinking fund, and on that day or whenever I'm making that purchase, I would take money out of my sinking fund into my second current account and spend it from there. The actual act of doing that just shows that you've previously budgeted for it, allocated a certain money aside from that, and now you're ready to spend it. When I look at my sinking fund and I see it go down to zero or go down and up, go down and up, I don't see it as like my savings having gone down, because anything that you've put into your sinking fund, it's useful in your mind, subhanAllah, to think about it as something that's already been spent. Because over, you know that that's how much you want to allocate towards your budget for things like new clothes, new going on holiday, buying gifts, buying technology, that kind of stuff. These are sort of the larger everyday purchases. And lastly, it's about actually knowing that there's a limit to how much salary can do in a particular month. And in many ways, maybe our actual monthly salaries might not be the only type of income that we receive. I think actually there is benefit for everybody to speak to someone, a professional, about their finances. Why? Is because we can't even start from making that simple assumption that everybody has the same irregular pay slip that comes every month. Different people get paid in different ways. You might be paid on commission, you might be paid also as just a general performance bonus, you might have overtime available to you at different times of the year that you make the most of, etc. Just appreciating that and having a plan for that amount is super crucial. And so yeah, perhaps that's something that we can go into at a different time. What's super fascinating is actually it's not always that straightforward, and it's true that actually income can come in very varied ways, but the least that we can do is actually just make sure that we personally also have our system set up so that we can make use of things like emergency fund and sinking funds, because ideally we want our payday routine to be exactly that, to be a routine, to be simple, to be straightforward, and to have been pre-planned. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. This has been the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. I will see you next time. Bye for now.